I mean, just repeat the bad. And I think the bad more or less over there, over there. Just a few hours and had a good trip with the mice. Next week is Zayus today. Just what is the possible? Could we do tshuva to get to a chalata, get to a divisachay? It seems. How do we do it? So like this. There's two types of tshuva. There's tshuva with yodayim and tshuva with chalata. Rabbeinu says. And tshuva released the shvaytim to tzricha. If someone does tshuva, he's going to have a kapara. Every tshuva has kapara. But there's a difference between chavata and yodoyim. What's chavata? Chavata is he has chavata when he did. What's the other? So the Rabbi Nehem said, if someone lost an Issa or a dinner, he also has chalot, he also feels bad about it. If someone lost more than his rechush in Inyan Ra, nafsho yadav te'eva. They say a story that once someone came to the village of the Rebbe, the Tzav Shalom, and said, Rebbe, I didn't have data. How much tshuva am I supposed to be doing? How do I do tshuva? He said, I'll tell you a story. There's once a yurid, right? A fear that everyone came over there and they stole hundreds and hundreds of folks. Someone had a store. Came to yurid and bought things for the store for the whole year. This fellow came, he had a factory. Factory of cloth. And he went to the Yurid. He came to the Yurid a day early. And that night it was raining cats and dogs. It was raining so hard that no one else could come to the Yurid. So there were a few people who had stores. And there's one manufacturer. And he's the only one there. He has a monopoly. They came to him and said, okay, we want to buy your cloth. So he makes a cheshbon just a second. How much I'm going to sell clothes for? I'm going to sell for $2 a meter. But if no one comes, then I could sell, then the price is going to go up. It looks like it's going to rain tomorrow or so. The next day, look at this rain. Probably by tomorrow, the price is going to go up to $3 a meter because no one's selling. I'm the only one selling. So he says, I'm not selling today. Come on, no, I'm not selling today. The next day, the price went up to $3 a meter. He said, okay, let's have this strike. Tomorrow will be $5 a meter. Why should I sell today for $3 a meter? The price is going to go up tomorrow because no one's coming. No one can get through. These people need me. I don't need them. I'll sell it. I'll wait for tomorrow. I'm not selling today. Not selling today. Closing shop. Next day, the price is $5 a meter. They come to him, okay. And looks up and says, I have two more days to the Yuri. No one's coming. Probably tomorrow the price will be $10 a meter. And the next day will be $50 a meter. I'm not going to sell today. He says, I'm not selling. Next day, price is $10 a meter. He looks up and says, I'm not selling. I'm not selling. I'm making a killing on it. The next day, the rain stopped, and they all came, and the price went down to $2 a meter. He says, could you imagine the star of this fellow that he didn't sell yesterday for $10, and today he lost, and he sent it for $2? Could you imagine the star? That's the star you have to have for your view. That was the star Shalom said. So, it's a nice story, but the mice say to Rabbi Yoyim Mefush. It's a push Rabbi Yoyim. Rabbi Yoyim said, what's the difference between Charata and Yodai? Charata, if someone lost her Isser or dinner, he also has Charata. But someone who lost his whole Panosah, the Inyan Ra, he's going to go around crazy. Nafshi alav te'eva.
What did I do?
The Yoytim is there, someone who is man b'pi Hashem has to have such chavod. Such yoytim. In the meantime, one is that when James is telling you how terrible a baby is and how much yoytim you have to have, he threw it as a diamond. He said, he didn't even notice this. And then he says, you know what chavrata is? If you look to an Isser or a Dina, who knows Kedushin over here? How much is the Isser? First mission of Kedushin? The Kame he put it? 8 putters. Ech Meshmoy the Isser Yitalki. Isser is 8 putters. How much is the putter today? 10 Egot, 12 Egot? Let's say 12 Egot. How much is 8 putters? A shekel. A shekel. Look to Ben Yaina. If you have chavata on your veyu, as much as you have chavata for losing a shekel, you're yaita chavata. You're yaita chavata. Many of us, we hear the word chavata, we get scared. I really have chavata. Do I really feel bad? I really feel terrible inside that I did that wrong. And then we say, let's try to do tshuva. Because I don't really have chavata. Dr. Ben Yaina, if you have chavata, as much as you have chavata on a shekel, if you lose the shekel, what do you feel? Right? If you have chavata, as you did that very, as much as that, you will yoy to chavata. It's not yodoy. It's not mitzvah namuscha. It's not a $300 entry. It's a 5 shekel entry. But it's kosher and bracha. It's kosher and bracha. You're yoytzer. And the Rebbeinu Yair is promising us, ain't the chashuvish like him to slicha. Ain't the chashuvish like him to slicha. You have chavata. A small chavata. Okay, you need other clothes with this chavata, vidri, it's mitzchet. We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem. But first of all, you have chavata, okay. We did the first night. What's the difference between chavata and yoga? It's a very big difference. I've been hearing this night. So what's going on into a chasana? Right? And it's a rainy day in this big puddle before the hole. And a car drives straight through the puddle. Almost the whole puddle goes on me. Goes and fell in the Shabbos room. Right? What do you do now? What do you do now? He's always wasted a chasana and he's just... He's all splattered. Oh my gosh. So he runs into the wall, runs straight to the bin, and goes to the sink, and he starts walking. Right? Until it's more or less presentable. More or less presentable. Okay, the guy wants to dig dirt. Then you have to wait to get home instead of dry cleaners. It's not shiny. I don't think you should go to see the president of the United States with this week as it is. Right? Okay, but we got off the big dirt. We got off. It's a big deal. Any truly is new, we got off the big dirt. How do you have a dry cleaner? How do you make it shining? How do you make it even show of beauty? As much as you work with yourself, as much as you feel your good. As much as you clean yourself, that's how clean you are. Okay, we have 2 days left. Not 2 days left, but 4 days left. 60% of the assessment mature is gone. 35%. So we have 35% left. You can try to get to yoga. But the first thing is, we have chavod. We have chavod. Is anyone over here not willing to pay a shekel for to get rid of the virus? Which means that everyone over here has chavod with a shekel. Good, let's go right. The second klal is, ma'akif is vidu. Okay, vidu means chatosim. The same bepet chatosim. You have to reprise that very chachachim. If you remember, if you don't remember, then the other chatosim is. Just a ha'ora. The Gemara says that you have to say, Ona Hashem. they honor Hashem. In the Siddur, for some reason, it doesn't say the two Hashemis. There's two Yisoyim. He did, oh no. Tavi the Senechot to the same. Oh no, Tavi the Senechot to the same. That's one gear. There's another Nusuch, and the Kedah, the Kedah, the same, Tavi the Senechot to the same. For some reason, they don't say both of them together. The Chayri should say, and the Kedah, the Kedah, the same, oh no, Tavi the Senechot to the same. You might think I say, oh no, Hashem. I imagine that, I mean, the king of Kedah is like Hashem, not sure. But if you have a kid and on that, and again, you'll say, you probably is not to say both of them together. You want to say, on Hashem. Like the Kalingodian people said, on Hashem. That's the Hebrew, that's to say the right word. Okay. Now we come to the problem. Now we have come to Azimus Hachet. What's Azimus Hachet? Look to Rambam. You're not going to do this Aviva again. That's just unarguably true. Someone who does an Aviva and he says, well, I guess that's the truth. Rabbi Shah, I feel so bad about it, but I really can't stop doing this Aviva. And I really feel bad. I really, really, really feel terrible. Yobai, who was not the kind of this truth. This truth means I left Aviva and I can do it again. That's the big problem over here. That's the big problem of truth. If we would do a Zibat Achet, the next year we would be unemployed. Right? This will tell you no problem. If we make this in small classes, just like the early after, this house will be like school up. No, not this month, the next year, up for a minute. Philip Lee Chabonah? You don't think we are sharing without thinking what you're talking about? Oh, wait, this is crazy. We got rid of that Aveira for sure. Lashon Hara? Vita Kodesh Baruch Hu, when you're doing the right thing, it's not like it's not Lashon Hara. Chachmon is fun. And so on and so forth, everything Aveira. So if you do have the Divis Achet, the next year, somehow, I don't know, I have a feeling that it's not going to look like that. I don't know why, but that's my feeling. So what do we do over here? So we're not doing a Divis Achet? We have to get the head of the time of Akim and Shubha. That's a big, 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 big problem in Shubha. How can you do Shubha? I am not strong enough to build the head. Not strong enough. There's no Shubha for us. Really? That's it. Too low. Chavota, I can get. Yobin, I can try to get. Redo is easy. How do I do a different head? So luckily, there was someone in the Yid born who was called Yerushal Salanter. And it's our nest that he was born. He saved us. He saved us. So he said to Yisrael, he says like this, I'll say it the way I understand. Others are chayyuk, but I think I'm right. I'm sure I'm right. Others are sure I'm wrong, but I'm sure I'm right. I'll say it the way I understand. I tell you, I want you to walk to B'nai right now. Okay? So you walk to the door, you start walking. 3 minutes later, I call you up in the cell and I say, hey, where are you? You say, I'm by the Kiya, I'm out of the Kiya almost. So I told you to be in B'nai Rav. That's a car, I'm on my way to B'nai Rav. No, I told you to be in B'nai Rav. Why aren't you in B'nai Rav? And he told me to go to the day, but the next one is 3 minutes. It can take at least half a day to get there. If you don't learn that, it will take me half a day to get there. Everyone understands I have no time to send you if you're there, if you're not there by another half a day. Everyone understands that. Because Boko says, I want you to leave where you are. Okay? How long does that take? So I can then do it in two ways. Either I can try to decide, like we said before. No, we can tell you, period. Feel the Chavona, Emal Dabel. And so on and so forth, and so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. And not get an inch, not get further by an inch. I try and fall down and just lie there, it's not for me. And that's the end of the story. Or I could go slowly, step by step, by step, by step.
If Hashem said, I want you to be zach min lochi, what does Hashem want us to do? What does Hashem want us to do? Step by step. But it's taking time. Okay, so it takes time. If I say, I'm going to get this, it'll take me a while. Every year, I'll be taking another step. Right? I'll go step by step, by step, by step. According to my estimate, it should take something like 20,000 years. If you give me 20,000 years to live, I'm going to get it. I'm going to get this. I'm going slowly, and I'm going to get this. I'm not promising I'm going to live 20,000 years. But I have a plan, and I'm going. And that's what it takes to get there. That's how it comes Zach Menachi. Step by step, by step, by step. That's how you do it. I can't go faster than I could go. And the seventh accepts it. The seventh accepts it. So that's the eighth of it is firm. If you take something small, that's for Etzem, that's for Etzem and Divis Achem. Why is Divis Achem? Why is Divis Achem? Hashem says, just a second. Just a second. What's going on here? Are you going to show that there's no Bitzlari next year? No Bitzlari next year? Wait, Hashem, and Divis Achem means it's going to my face, it's going to what to do. I'm leaving the Chet. I'm leaving the Chet. I'm going to Bnei Brak. How am I slow? I'm going to slowly. So now we have to think, what's called going slowly? How fast can I go? How slow can I go? How do we do this? How do we do this? So we have to realize that right now we're in the middle of a Tzimtzum Truma. Tzimtzum Truma means it's after Elul, it's Rosh Hashanah, and before Yom Kippur, and we're in the middle of a Tzimtzum Truma. We're not high. So we have a whole year in front of us. We have a few days before Sukkot, and a Sukkot, and a Benizmanim, and a Cheshvan, and Kislev, and Tevis, and Shlach, and Adar, and Nisan, and Sivan, and Tammuz, and Yinir, and Sim, and Tammuz up. And but anything we take has to last the whole year. Right? So that's the I decide. Right? I'm not a very big master, I decide. No day will pass without 2 hours in learning. That's it, which might be fine. But I have to think, is this going to last during the Vedic Manim? Is this going to last during, in the middle of Shvat when I'm at a low and I don't have prayer and I'm not feeling very well that day? I'm going to learn 2 hours a day? Is it going to last? And when I had a heavy day and I had a tough day, I was busy the whole day, doing something, whatever, and I came back at night and I'm tired, and have to sit for 2 hours, is it going to last? So it depends, I don't know the oil. Right? But for many of us, it's not going to last. So you have to realize, you have to think very, very, very carefully. For some people, he can count the Kabbalah, but Shlom, I promise you, no day without 3 minutes of learning. You know, last year, the last 2 years, there were some days that I should have to say, I'm embarrassed. There was a day that I didn't open a Gemara. How could it be? I don't know how it could be. Every day I'm going 3 minutes of them. And all of a sudden, he hears laughter from the whole Malach. Look at this fellow. He's promising 3 minutes of learning a day. What do you think is going on over here? You can laugh as much as you want. I went a step. Enjoy yourself. But I don't want that. I'm not going to think, well, you know, you enjoy laughing at people. Fine. But I made my step. And for me, it's something. Someone who doesn't know what I'm talking about over here, don't accept yourself a small Kabbalah like that. Except for something that small Kabbalah is for you. But they say it takes something that you have to be very, 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 very realistic. And realize this can hold a whole year. And a year is a long time. Day yesterday. It's a long time. Everyone is reminded of what he can. Can I really do 15 minutes a day? I'm not sure. This year I didn't do it. I know that there are many days I didn't do 15 minutes. And I can take myself 15 minutes. 3 minutes every day. Okay? Let's say someone decides to
Tefillah b'li chabon is valid, right? Tefillah b'li chabon. No. So he decides, okay, the first three brachas, the chabon. He's thinking ahead. Think about Miller Shvat. You really gonna think I'm a mischazik and going to be through every single day? Is it gonna spin? Is it gonna live? We're not playing games over here. This is Lamaisa. If we don't have tshuva, we're in trouble. This is Lamaisa. This is serious business. So what do I do? If you want to really do the chavana, 3 seconds before you start davening, think, what am I about to do? Then I can pass. Well, I don't know, 3 seconds, a second and a half is also good. A second and a half before davening, I'm about to talk to Hashem. Have that mind go, have that thought go through your mind. Hashem supposed to teach us to see how we do this. Okay, it's a good start. Yes, that's what I can promise you, man. A good start. That's what I can promise you. You want me to promise you three verses? I could try, I can promise you. That's easy to promise, no problem promising. But it's not going to last. No reason to, there's no point in promising something that's not going to last.
Just for 1 year or ever after?
Every after. But if we pass 1 year safely, then we're on the way. Let's think about a year. Let's take this year by year. Which means many times, let's say someone had a good couple of this chain and stood in and kept, and he wants to go on. Think, are you ready to go on, or they want to have the old one? That's also a good kabbal. That's also a good kabbal. I mean, having the old one, and then go on. Another point. When we take something small, so this is a mistake that many people make. And it's a very, very dangerous mistake. Let's say you have a fellow who's working, decided he wants to work in Tfilah B'Chavanah. Okay? So he accepted himself for Kabbalah, small Kabbalah, it's gonna last the whole year. He's working that Tfilah B'Chavanah. Fine. Today is Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Kippur, of course, Sunday, everything's going fine. Batting on. Comes in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, he goes to buy a lulav. And let's say, I don't know, a marshal, yeah, he sees something that he's not supposed to look at. Right? He was mishal a few times this year, and he sees something he's not supposed to look at. So he says to himself, "This I'm working on the Chavana, I'm not working on this, it's not my Sukkot. It's not my passion. My job is Tfilah B'Chavanah. That was my Yom Kippur. My Yom Kippur is Tfilah B'Chavanah. That's a mistake. That's a rule of the Dabayachos. What, the Tevet Hefke? Because you took one step to the whole Tevet Hefke, baby, that's all gone. You're rushing over there. You're taking away this one mitzvah and then it comes to 13 mitzvahs. That's a mistake. That's not what I'm saying about Islam. I'm saying about this. I have chavata on every aveira I did in my life. I have chavata on every mitzvah I didn't manage to do. I'm going to try to be a tzaddik gom. I'm going to try no little Torah, no traditional yad chavana, no lashon hara, etc. What can I promise you that I'm not going to drop? I can promise you a small step. But that doesn't mean that's all I'm interested in. I'm interested in called Terry Kula. But there's one thing I can promise you, this I'm going to grab, I'm going to hold on with like 10 fingers, I'm not going to let it go. There are other things I'm going to try, but I don't know how long this can last, I'll try. You can't say that all I have, I take one mitzvah and the rest is gone. Cholina b'chaz. Cholina b'chaz, we're not going. We have 630 mitzvahs. But I'm trying to get better, and this thing I'm going to hold on, I'm not gonna let go of this little thing. But that doesn't mean that I'm not accepting that they're all so called Terukula. We're doing Shubha and everything. What's the point? point. Another nakuda. Someone wants to. There was once a shikur. He went to a bar and he drank too much and became shikur. And while he was shikur, he stabbed someone and killed him. So they took him to court. Right? He's in trouble, this fellow. He tells the judge, "Your Honor, I was on his stomach. I was drunk. I was shikur. I didn't know what I was doing. I think that if he can ask any doctor, if someone who is shikur is not responsible for his actions. So I'm not responsible. I was shikur. I was honestly shikur. They even gave me a test kit for a breathing test, and I was shikur. It's down there. Look at the books. So I'm not responsible for my actions. I'm not. The judge said, "The chayim is. Why am I chayim is? I said I'm not responsible for my actions. Yeah. But you knew that if you get shikur, you could kill. You knew that when you're shikur, you're liable to kill the people. Why did you get shikur? Your Honor, it wasn't my fault to get shikur. I was in the bar. I had two drinks of it. And now, Your Honor, when you were in the bar and had two drinks, and did it continue? That's how it is. When you have to do it, you continue. I'm an honest gomo. I honestly could not stop. After two shots, things just go on, whether you like it or not. They just say, you knew before you had the two shots, that if you have two shots, then you can have more, and you can come shaking. You come shaking. You can kill. So you chayim misa by having those two shots. You're honest. Excuse me, sir. It seems that you were never in a bar. Did you ever walk into a bar and not have to have some whiskey? What did I walk into? When I was in the bar, then I of course I had some whiskey. And once I had some whiskey, I had some more. Once I had some more, I got drunk. Once I got drunk, I killed the poor fellow. It's not my fault. I was in the bar. What do you want from me? But the judge, you hired me for going into the bar. You know when you're in the bar, you buy some whiskey. You have two shots. You get some, you get drunk. You kill the fellows. So why did you walk into the bar? You know that walking into the bar can bring you to Sichel. Your Honor, I can't walk by a bar without walking inside. What do you want from me? I'm on his level. I walked by the bar. I walked inside. I got two shots. I got shaken. I killed the guy. What do you want from me? What should I do? Look, the judge. Why did you walk by the bar? You should have made a detour 5 blocks around. You chayim misa for not making a detour 5 blocks around. Because you know that when you walk by the bar, you go inside. B'chode. So why did you walk by the bar? It's your fault for not making a detour 5 blocks around. One of our big mistakes is that we get right next to the bar and we think everything will be okay. And for some reason, we always fall through. For some reason, I think we always fall through. I'm speaking about very simple problems, but I imagine that the way he's over there. I'll say simple mishalim, right? You have someone who's sick with his computer games. He's addicted to computer games. So he sits down next to a computer and says, just a half an hour, or just 5 minutes. Just 5 minutes. Right? It depends if he did before Shabbos or after Shabbos. If he did before Shabbos, he's a mismayer. If he did after Shabbos, he didn't give his chatos. Right? That's how it is. And what do you want from me? I sit down to the computer and it just went on by itself. It's not my fault. It's just your fault to sitting down to the computer. But he said, "I'm good for only 5 minutes."
But you know, insisting you're going to climb in at the end of the day. You know that's at the end of the day. So you're chayiv for sitting in the computer. Don't think that you can make a Kabbalah on sitting in the computer for 2 hours, no more than 2 hours. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. You have to be thinking of chokhmah liberation. See, either you have someone, either you don't sit next to your computer, but that might be too hard, or you have someone who you're samech on, and he will close the computer, whether you like it or not. You could scream and dance and hit him over the head, the computer will be closed whether you like it or not. If you do that, okay, that's also kabbalah. But the chokhmah is to do something that a block away. You had someone, I talked to this fellow's nightshade, and the nightshade is gone. So I'm making that bold, from now on, I've only talked to him for half hour, no more than half hour. It's not gonna go. It's not gonna go. The kabbalah is, I don't say a word to him during nightshade. This fellow, I don't say a word to a nightshade, period. That's not what I don't talk to Moshe during nightshade. Even in learning. I don't go over to him during nightshade. Okay? We did something. We did something. But the kabbalah has to be realistic, which means that not to get out of the nesayin, not to stop in the middle of the nesayin. It's not going to work. Another nikud. What happens? You have someone. You have someone. Who has any tzahara, right? Who has any tzahara? Just looking for a good mushroom. We have someone who wants to work in Lashon Hara. That's it. Wants to work in Lashon Hara. Right? Now he has an open mouth and he talks all day. Now, he has two ways of doing this. Two ways of doing this. Either he attacks a very small part of Lashon Hara, or he tries to attack a much larger part of Lashon Hara. What should he do? What should he do? So, if something is a Gemara, the Gemara says like this. What is it like this? Kasha Aisha Shalavan, Yoysim Aisha Shalchid. You have two people. One wood fences, and he didn't buy tchedes. The other fellow didn't have tchedes, but he didn't buy lavan. One fellow had fences, he bought lavan, but he didn't buy tchedes. The other fellow didn't have tchedes, but he didn't buy lavan. Who has the bigger onions? The one who didn't buy lavan, the one who didn't buy tchedes. The Gemara says, the one who didn't buy tchedes, now buy tchedes, of course. I buy the shekel. So, I didn't buy tchedes, I know it wasn't right, but we understand why he didn't buy tchedes. Of course, I buy the shekel. The one who didn't buy lavan, how much does lavan cost? 12 shekel. Why didn't buy lavan? I couldn't give 12 shekels in the world. So I need much more. Let's say you have someone who speaks Lashon Hara and his mouth is open like anything. Mouth is open like anything. He could decide, I'm not speaking Lashon Hara more than 10 people a day. It's against what we said before, but that you went against the
triggers and things go on, but I'm emotional. I'm not talking about more than 10 people a day. 10 people a day is enough for me. I think that's enough. More than 10 people a day. That's one thing that you can take on yourself. Another thing you can take on yourself is, let's say, when everyone speaks Lashon Hara, if you have a case where everyone speaks Lashon Hara, I'm not gonna help them speak. What's more important? They said I don't speak more than 10 people a day. Or when I'm in a crowd to speak Lashon Hara, I'm accepting myself, I'll close my mouth. What's more important? They could be swear. When you're in a crowd that they want to speak Lashon Hara, how hard is it to keep your mouth shut? It's very hard. So if you didn't keep your mouth shut, what interest do you have? Not that much of an interest. You understand? It's not going to help you that much, but we understand you. But when you speak about 15 people a day, you can't? You can't put it down to 10? What's the goal? What's worse? Speaking about more than 10 people, or speaking when there's a crowd, everyone's talking to join the crowd. To join the crowd is an issur, but it's an issur with a big love, with a big yetzer. To speak about 15 people a day instead of 10 people a day is an issur with a small yetzer. Work on a small yetzer, don't work on a big yetzer. Because the main Irish is in a small yetzer and a big yetzer. You have a small yetzer, Hashem says, you can't be misguided in a small yetzer. A big yetzer, I understand, it's hard. But small yetzer, that you can't even do? What would be a bigger Irish? What's a bigger tie on him? Why did you keep your mouth open when everyone's talking? Or why did you talk to about 50 people a day? If they're big as I am, why didn't about 15 people a day? Because that's so easy to be with God on. The main Einish is on the easy thing. If you're with God, the Kabbalah, keep it with God on the easy thing, not on the hard thing. Because the main Einish is on the easy thing, not on the hard thing. As you said to me, so. Okay, one more Nukud. One more Nukud, it's getting late. I'm sorry for keeping another two extra minutes with the main good. What's going to happen is like this. If someone listens to this, if someone accepted my suggestions, good. So we decide to have to do tshuva. Fine. Kavata, good. V, check. Vidui, check. Kabbalah, Asid. I accepted a Kabbalah, check. Wonderful. Today is Wednesday. Goes fine. First day goes fine. Second day? Fine. Third day? Fourth day? Fifth day? Chizu. Love. Sixth day? Chizu. Seventh? Eighth? Ninth? Tenth? 11th? You guys. What have you once spoken about? What? I don't have crazy either. Right? That's the end of the year. We'll see you next year. There's Hashem, there's Meshuvah. Same time, same place. Right? We all know this is what goes through every year. It's the eighth of this. That's the main problem of the Kabbalah. So there's the eighth of this. The eighth is very, very simple. Some people say it's childish. Could be, but it works. I'm willing to sign for anyone, willing to bet anyone. If he takes this eighth, it's going to work the whole year. I'm willing to bet anyone. If you don't take the eighth, I promise you, you're not going to pass the year. It's the Kabbalah. I'll bet anyone any amount that you want. The eighth is a simple thing. You have a small piece of paper, a small pinkas, whatever it is, a small pen, and you write every single day with a small kabbalah. Did they do it or not they do it? Check or X. What happens like this? First day, check. Second day, check. Third day, check X. Okay. Fourth day, check. Fifth day, chizuk, check. Sixth day, check. 7th day, X. 8th day, X. 9 days, 10 days, 10 days, 12 days, 10 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 days, from top Sunday. Next week we start again. No! Write today. Write your X and tomorrow you have a check. Don't skip a day. And no matter how big you feel, that's the point. No matter how big you feel, you write today. And if you have X after X after X, it must be too big of a Kabbalah, taking Kabbalah smaller. Because if you can't stay up with it, then obviously the Kabbalah is not fit for you. Think over your Kabbalah again. But if you write and you check every single day, if you check it every single day, then in the middle of Adar, in the middle of Chsivan, you'll be in your Kabbalah. And you did something, I said to you, we did something. We got something done. If the Chokhmah is to continue writing every single day, that's filthy. It's filthy. I'm a Shkir in Yeshiva, I tell this to the Bachim every single year. So the Bachim Kibbutz, I speak to him 6 years ago. So this year he told me, 2 weeks ago, he said, maybe one more check on your for yourself. For the first time I tried it, and it really worked the whole year. I said, Peter, I'm trying to see, it's premium, you 6 years to do this. Finally he did it, he said, maybe it really works. Yeah, water works, Peter works. You continue writing, it's going to work the whole year, I promise you. That's the Chokhmah. The Chokhmah is not to let go. Not to let go. It's an easy thing, just write. But it's always not going to let you. It's not going to let you. That's the Chokhmah. You write, and you keep it. You should be in the Chokhmah. You should be in the Chokhmah.